Yes, it's The Critic with the DA of Charleston Law, the great David Ayler, who is everywhere. DA, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, enjoying this weather.
Yeah, it is very nice, and it's a power-packed weekend. However, DA, in my many years in the entertainment industry, I have found that most actors, musicians, celebrities aren't the smartest people in the world, and the more successful they are, the more detached from reality they are, which brings me to this college admission scam going on with these celebrities out in California. What is going on with that?
Those specifically, to me, it looks more of just like sheer laziness.
There's
ways to network and politic your way for yourself, your child, your friend, your neighbor into various universities or jobs or internships or what have you. These folks just wanted to stroke the check and be done with it, you know? Go to a couple, alumni events or what have you, you know, get a building named after you. None of that. They just wanted to pay, and they're still paying, as we saw in most of the cases, whether it be the celebrities or the other folks that were, tied up into it, a lot of money. But all they wanted to do was stroke the check, take some fake pictures, playing various, crew sports, and go from there.
Now, what can the penalty be? I'm seeing like 20 years, possibly. That kind of seems harsh to me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I will say, though, just from doing a good amount, I would say, of criminal law over the years, that federal charges are no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And these are federal charges. They'll be based off the sentencing guidelines. However, I would probably assume that a majority of the people that have been charged and what they always put together sort of a conspiracy of everybody in one big bucket together do not have prior criminal records. So that will play a large role into it. But yeah, of course, there's always that potential of it stacking up. But for these folks, you know, you'll see them plead out to probation. But they could be convicted felons for whatever that's worth in their own lives.
And kind of in their defense, they are just trying to look out for the best possible future for their kids. They went overboard, but, you know, 20 years in jail, no.
A lot of these white-collar type of crimes, and this is what this would be considered, usually for first-time offenders, unless you're looking at a situation where someone or some corporation or what have you or some charity has lost a lot of money and where there's, somebody that's been indebted to, you don't usually see jail time for these first-time offenders. Stiff penalties, fines, all that sort of thing, probation, that's more likely than not what will happen.
And you're right. It is laziness and a sense of not being in touch with reality.
100%. And just shortcutting it.
That's why he knows all. He is the DA of Charleston Law, David Ayler, A-Y-L-O-R, criminal, civil, personal injury, auto accidents, medical malpractice since 2007. Give him a call, 843-310-4900 or davidayler.com. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street, North Charleston, Leeds Avenue. And DA, this is one of the biggest weekends of the year. So much going on.
There's so many different things going on. So first and foremost, please make sure you're safe and making responsible choices. Understand there will be a lot of folks in town probably not doing that. So make sure you watch out for yourself, whether you're traveling or moving around as a pedestrian because of the amount of people in town and the amount of different, we'll call them celebrations as far as and events and what have you. We've got a few good ones ourselves. We've got the 5th anniversary party on Saturday at Tradesman Brewing. That's going to be an excellent time. Also on Saturday, Container Bar's having a bar bridge run block party benefiting I Got Legs, which is a great organization. We also have on Sunday, Tyler's Ride, which is a charitable ride with our Riders Law Group, as well as something I usually go to almost every year, and I plan on going to it this year, at least for a little while, is the Cajun Festival over in James Island, the James Island County Park. They do such an amazing job with the way they run it, no matter if you have a 5-year-old child with you or you're just wanting to act like a 5-year-old. Either way, you'll have a great time over there. Battery's got a game on Sunday, or a match, I should say, on Sunday as well. So those amongst all the other great events this weekend, try to come out if you can and support and get involved. Just don't lock yourself in your house, you know, when there's so many fun things. Somerville's got the Flower Town Festival. There's just a lot of good events going on this weekend. But those are the ones that we're involved in. And if you want to see myself or some of us out there and say, hey, I came because I heard you with talking to the critics, so you got to buy me a hot dog or a beer if they're 21, then so be it.
Well, I'll see you at Tradesman. Love the red ale over at Tradesman. I'll definitely be there.
Excellent.
He is David Ehler. He is everywhere. DavidEhler.com. Also, 843-310-4900 for all your legal needs, and a good guy. And he will give you the best advice in town. DA, cannot wait for this weekend. We'll definitely be hanging out, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
Y'all be safe. Have a great rest of the week and a great weekend.
He is David Ehler on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.